Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav, Shir Spatzer, Lui Nishma, Sarim B'Yakov Shalom, Elea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, when speaks about the fact that a person can get dirty, if it's not seen, it's not a problem to say Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, why? Ki loy nisna Torah l'malochi ha-shores. The Torah wasn't given to Malochim. And the Torah was given to human beings, they have a body, and their bodily needs do bring with them some blemishes, some dirt that is unavoidable, because the Torah is given to Bnei Adam, to human beings. Now, the simple understanding of this is that, you know, we try our best to be clean as and pure as possible, but the Torah understands that Adam cannot be perfect, and therefore we take that into account. But the truth is, we go back to the Gemara in Shabbos, the Peches with base at the bottom. The Gemara there brings that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and argued with the Malachim. The Malachim said, keep the Torah with us. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, bring the Torah down to human beings. So, what does Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Lev Tshuva, go give an answer to the Malachim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim, look at the mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvahs of the Torah apply to human beings only. Because the mitzvahs of the Torah reflect that somebody has a father, has a mother, someone has kino, tacharus, has jealousy. That's the only thing, that's what the mitzvahs apply to. Now the Malachim that argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, they were talking about the Torah itself. The Torah itself is something that they could connect to. There is a Torah that's called Shemoyis HaShakosh Boruch, it's all the names of Hashem. They are the Malachim of Shaychus, but they don't have connection to the mitzvahs of Torah, to implementing the Torah down here in the world. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim, the fact that Torah has mitzvahs in it, that shows that Torah must be done by human beings down here. And as all the Mefarshim explain, what a human being has is the special, unique creature that has in him a combination of neshama and guf, of a soul and a body. And that's what creates the challenge that brings bechira, that brings free will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah in order to have mitzvahs, to have a person who has the challenge, if to keep it or not to keep it. And with that, the world comes to where it needs to get to. Furthermore, it says Reb Tzadok HaKohen that even in this world itself, we have different levels. Moshe Rabbeinu nis'ava to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Saita, why? Because he wanted him to keep the mitzvahs. Meaning, in the Midbar, when you're in the Midbar, Am Yisrael was more closer to be a malach, to being a human being. But the Ika point of this Torah is loy nis'ta Torah l'malachi ha'sharis. The Torah is not given to from malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael to be more of a human being, which is the Ika point of the Torah. As the famous Kotzker says, the Pasuk says, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli. You have to be people of Kedusha. Says the Kotzker, most people focus on the Kodesh, be very holy people. Says the Kotzker, the main focus should be in the word Anshe, because Baruch Hu says, I have enough Malachim, I have enough Kedusha up here at Shemayim. I want human beings to bring the Kedusha. The Ika Torah is to come through a human being who's not a malach. So according to this, what the Gemara says over here, Lo nista Torah malach yasharis, is not a bidyevet. Well, we should be better, but the Torah is not given to malachim. But Adarabba, that's the Ika point of the Torah, to come to be revealed through human beings, through an Adam. This is lechatchilo what the whole Torah is about. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.